Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, welcome to Corner 3 Fan Bites Basketball Podcast. I am this week your host, Nicholas Grayson, and with me, as always, is Jordan Mallory.
Hello, thanks for having me back, just like last week.
Just like last week. It's your two friends here, like every week, here to talk to you about the happenings in the National Basketball and Women's National Basketball Associations. We are here this week to... Hold on.
In a ravine. International Space Station.
Okay, wow. So, wow. John and Khalif both fell into a rocket at the bottom of a ravine. And then that rocket sent them to the International Space Station. This is incredible news, and I hope they're okay. And I hope they get back for next week's episode.
They're both fine. They'll be back for next week's episode.
Perfect. I've been told that they won't be coming back for next week's episode. This week is going to be a weird one. We're going to... I asked for questions in the Discord, and we're just going to answer them.
Yeah. And should I preface my basketball knowledge?
Oh yeah, how much of it do you have?
I have enough to play a basketball video game.
That's a lot.
I know enough about how basketball functions in order to play a game.
Right.
But I don't know anything about
a game.
Yeah, I don't know anything about like the industry or the people in it.
Sure.
Or I know that one guy got body snatched. But I just learned that from y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. And because that's true. So we'll actually start with this. This is a mechanical question from Blabar Martin, who asks, what's the basketball equivalent of a bicycle kick?
Oh, okay.
So now, like bicycle kick in soccer is when you for the
oh, is that a soccer thing?
Yeah, that's when the ball is behind you, so you turn your body opposite. So you face your back to the goal, and then you jump and you hit your foot to send the ball back over your shoulder.
Okay, I was thinking like that this was like a Liu Kang bicycle kick from Mortal Kombat.
No.
Where it looks like Liu Kang is riding a bicycle through the air and he's kicking you the whole time.
No. That's not what... No.
Okay.
That's not what that one is.
So what... But what would that be in basketball? That just be you punching the guy?
I think that would just be you punching, like doing a bunch of punches really fast.
Okay.
Which is not allowed.
Oh, is that illegal?
Yeah.
Okay.
The basketball equivalent of a bicycle kick is a half court shot in a situation where it counts.
When does it count?
Sometimes people hit them at like the end of the first quarter. And it's like, all right,
and it's
whatever.
Just like, oh, well, it's like, the cool. End of the whatever. It's the end of the like, thing. And so I need to get rid of this ball.
Exactly. Okay. But if you hit a half court shot to win the game, I think that's the only thing that is as exciting as doing a bike.
Because you can't like flip around on a basketball court, right?
No. So
you'll get like the something I've noticed about basketball is it seems like the refs love giving fouls.
Yeah, they fucking love it. Because they're cops.
Okay.
They're sports cops, if you think about it. During halftime, usually we are granted a window into a better, more pure world, and they bring trampolines on to the court, and then they have people who used to play basketball but then weren't good enough for the NBA or Europe. And then they get them to jump on the trampolines and do cool dunks and cool like stunts where they jump over their friends.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, this is what basketball could be, but it isn't because of rules, which is fucked up.
That is fucked up. Yeah. Well, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Martin.
Martin. Martin, I hope that answers your question, Martin.
Thanks, Martin.
Tell Fraser we said hello.
Can you hit me with another one, Jordan? Hit me with a question.
Hit you with a question. Okay. Let me go to the podcast questions channel on the Fanbyte Discord.
Which you can find at fanbyte.casa.
Yeah, fanbyte.casa. Put that into your web browser. It'll take you there. Here's a question from Papa Bear Zach. How do I get good at seeing what exactly a foul in basketball is? I cannot for the life of me understand why play stops half the time.
Now, why do you what are some examples of fouls?
So there's a foul where you move the ball, but you don't dribble it, right?
That's that is correct. Yes, that is traveling.
There's a foul where you like push a guy over.
Yes.
But like in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Cause
like if you're
there are multiple of those, but I think the one you're talking about is a charge.
A charge. Okay. Where you just like burst through.
It's where you go through a guy who has established themselves in the defended protected area underneath the hoop.
Okay. So that's a foul. I've learned just in the last couple of minutes that punching a guy a bunch of times is a foul. Yeah,
that's going to be a foul. They're going to kind of kick you out for that one.
Yeah. Using the wrong kind of ball probably is a foul. Like if you roll up with like a bunch of tennis balls or like a beach ball, that's probably not going to fly.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let you play.
And being on the wrong team is another major one that you see a lot.
That one really trips up some folks. Mm-hmm. When LeBron went back to Cleveland, after he played in Miami, his first game against the Heat that year, he set multiple screens for his opponents.
Now, what does setting a screen mean?
So setting a screen is where you stand in a place as basically a wall or a screen that a person cannot then go through. So basically you're standing in a place and then your teammate will go around you and the defender will get stuck on you, the screen.
Okay. If they don't get stuck on you, then that's a foul.
Because
they had to charge through you.
No.
Is that what that is?
No. Okay.
Let's answer Papa Bear Zach's question.
Yeah, let's answer this question.
And then we can loop back around to my question about what screening is.
How do you get good at seeing exactly what a foul in basketball is? You have to just watch it a bunch. The thing about
real
NBA
basketball,
reffing,
not video game
yes, not video game basketball. You have to watch real basketball. The thing about basketball is that the refereeing is truly terrible.
Okay.
Like it's truly
is it just the one guy?
No, like all of them are bad.
Oh, okay.
Like every single referee is not good at their job. And that means that they have a lot of control over what is a foul and what is not a foul. So sometimes things are fouls in some games and aren't fouls in other games, or they are fouls when some players do them or not fouls when other players do them.
Okay. So football refs are the same way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like
it seems like a pervasive referee problem.
Yeah. But the thing about NFL refs is that, they legitimately are the best ones at their job.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Because the one year that the refs striked, they brought in replacement refs from college and like around the world in like American football folks playing in Europe. Mm-hmm. And there were some of the worst officiated games in the history of the league. And then it was very good for a week. And then the week after the NFL was like, yeah, sure, whatever, fucking whatever you want. please come back.
Please come home. Everything's on fire. I haven't eaten in days.
Yeah.
Please come back.
Yeah. Please come back. But yeah, that's the only way is to like, you have to watch it. But like, I don't know.
Do they do the thing in basketball where, like, in football, when there's a foul, when there's a flag on the field? See, mm-hmm. that's a sports term.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They turn on their fancy little headset and yell at the whole audience.
Yeah, and they
about
say,
what just happened.
Derek fucked up real bad. 15-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Yep, and then they're waving their arms around doing semaphore flags the whole time.
Yeah.
Does that happen in basketball?
It does not. Okay. So they do the semaphore, but it's hard to see mm-hmm. because the camera is focused on the players.
And the camera's way further zoomed out in basketball.
Yeah, And then they only talk on the microphone whenever a coach challenges a call.
Okay.
And then they walk have the little TV.
Okay, they do have the little TV.
Yeah, they walk up to... Now the TV is in a... because of the coronavirus, uh-huh. the TV is in a little plexiglass clear box that the camera is on the other side of. So they just walk into cool. a look like a penalty box and they look at a very small television.
So it's like a penalty box jerk off.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great.
It's exactly like that. Great. And then they'll go, the call's been overturned, and then they won't really specify. The announcers are telling you why the fouls are happening and the replays are also.
Okay. Well, that sounds useful.
Instructive. Then. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your question, Zach.
Yeah, thanks, Zach.
Nikki, why don't you hit me with a question, and I'll answer it to the best of my ability.
If you could dunk on one current NBA player, who would it be? This is from S. Miller, who says that they would dunk on Kelly Olynyk, who broke a guy's arm in a basketball game once.
Oh, my God. Like on purpose?
Yeah.
Like he was like, give me the ball and just like snap the
guy's
arm.
No. He wasn't even trying to get the ball. He grabbed Kevin Love's arm and then twisted it the wrong way, so his arm broke.
Now that's a foul, right?
Yeah, that was a foul. Yeah.
Okay. Not enough to get you thrown out of the league.
No, he was able to still play and still plays.
Cool. All right. Well,
but he did break Kevin Love's arm.
Now, is there anybody who could have broken Kevin Love's arm and it not have been a foul?
LeBron.
LeBron could do that?
I think LeBron. No.
LeBron can't break somebody's arm.
I don't think LeBron. Yeah. I think like, yeah. To break a person's arm in a basketball game on purpose requires like a bending of the arm in a way that would be very egregious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I think my answer is Steph Curry.
Yeah, that would be very fun.
Because I like Curry a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, that's all I got. And he's also one of the only names that I know. I know LeBron. I know Steph Curry.
Uh-huh.
I know...
Hit me with three more.
Okay. Giannis Antetokounmpo?
That's... Yep.
Is that one? Okay. Yeah. Do they have to be current players?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
I decided... I consulted the board, and they said yes.
Judges say yes? Okay. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Well, I can't just read the names from the... I honestly don't think I can name two more current basketball players.
Just think of some common names.
Okay. Larry...
Uh-huh.
Not Larry Bird.
Larry
He's
Bird.
He's not playing anymore. okay. Douglas Stanhoven.
Nope.
No?
No.
Hideo Kojima.
No.
No, he's not playing.
He's not in the league anymore.
Oh, okay. No. They threw him out. He broke a guy's arm.
He broke a guy's arm.
Yeah. All right.
Damn.
Well,
sorry, Jordan.
Sorry.
You've been eliminated.
Oh, I am the weakest link.
Yeah. Who would I dunk on?
Who would you dunk on?
I think I would like to dunk on Paul George. That would just be very satisfying. Paul George is like a fail son.
Explain to me why that's satisfying.
He's like a fail son who like is good when it doesn't matter, and then will like talk a bunch of shit about how good he is, but then has not won anything before in his life.
Oh, so he chokes.
Yeah. Okay. He's just like a little baby, you know? Okay. And I would love to dunk on him.
That does sound like a good dunk. If you talk shit and can't back it up, you should get dunked on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for that question. Thanks for the question, S. Miller.
Yeah, thank you very much. Here's a question from Zenilon. Why hasn't the NBA raised the regulation basket height?
That's a good question.
Is that something that's been discussed in the past?
No. It's probably because it would make it harder.
Yeah, it probably would make it hard. It does. So here's a question. Does dunking happen often?
Yeah, a lot, all the time.
There's a lot of dunks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think they would... And okay, well, here's a follow-up from Darth Burrito. Wouldn't it actually be harder if the NBA lowered the hoop and it was actually really close to the ground?
It would be much harder, yes.
Yeah, and then...
But both of those...
Like, oh, it was like trash can height.
Right.
And then anybody could dunk.
Then anybody could do it, right? And that makes it not special.
Yeah.
Sure, but that makes it not special. I would argue that the basketball hoop is at the correct height.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What is... Do you know what that is?
No.
I don't know what that is.
How high basketball hoop? 10 feet.
10 feet?
Yeah, 10 feet.
I guess that's right.
That's what the internet says. That's what Britannica.com says.
Well, they would know.
They would know.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they made it higher, it would be harder to dunk, and dunking is fun. And if they made it lower, it would make it boring.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if they turned off skill-based matchmaking?
Now, if they turned off skill-based matchmaking, that would make it a better experience.
You think so?
Because then you would just be able to get paired with someone and kind of play regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the queue times would be shorter.
Right.
The dunks would be more exciting, but also kind of less fair. I think.
Right, right, right. But then you would also have more opportunities for upsets.
That's true.
They tried to add rollback last year.
Yeah.
And it didn't, the implementation just wasn't good. So they took it out and they're going to try to bring it back next year.
Well, that's really interesting that it wouldn't work because the ball's round.
Yeah.
You think it would roll back fine.
That's the part that is tough.
Yeah.
They couldn't figure that out.
Weird.
Speaking of the ball, Panthera Anka asks, has the ball ever been ricocheted off of another player's head before landing in the basket?
I don't know.
Basket, ball, off guy, head, into hole.
I don't know. I don't think that's going to work. I think you might need to get a little bit more specific.
Oh, hey, some of these results aren't very very couth.
You did a Google search for into hole and it's got some weird results. That's strange.
I got some uncouth results. I don't know. For some reason, I don't know what it was, but like what it was about this question. But a couple of years ago, a guy on the Hornets, I think, like basically inbounded the ball and then was facing the wrong way and barely touched it. He like volleyball set it backwards over his head into the hoop.
Cool.
And that was really cool. It was one of the coolest shots I've ever seen. And I don't know why that I was reminded of that when I read the words ricocheted a ball off of another player's head.
Yeah, but. I'm not. Let's see. Guy hits head with basketball while attempting backward shot.
Okay.
College basketball player gets obliterated by backboard. Giant what? Basketball trick shots.
Okay.
World's longest basketball shot. Sinks
is that
crazy.
Is that a dude perfect?
Was
that one a dude perfect?
That is dude perfect.
Dang.
Trevor Booker sinks the craziest circus shot of the year. Now, what's a circus shot?
A circus shot's just one where you like, it looks like it looks like it belongs in a circus.
Oh, it's just some crazy shit.
It's just like, yeah, you're like, oh, that guy put it in with his knee, which is not allowed, but that guy put it in with his knee.
Yeah. That guy walked a tightrope all the way across the court and
exactly,
then dunked the ball.
And then dunked it. Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Well, according to our thorough investigation, it seems that this has never happened.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So
that's fucked up that they have it hasn't happened.
So get out there and be the first.
Yeah. Drop everything you're doing right now. Train to become good at basketball. Enter a professional basketball game and then try to just use your head to put it in the hole.
Or just matchmake until you get matched with someone who's already in the NBA since there's no skill-based anymore.
Right, right, right. And then you can just do it that way.
Yeah. Here's a question from Shorthouse.
Yeah.
Who's a real good dog avatar. Why is traveling allowed in the NBA?
Makes the game fun.
Is this a joke?
No.
Because I thought traveling wasn't allowed.
It isn't allowed, but for some guys it is. And sometimes it is fine.
Okay, so it's like when the DA just declines to prosecute.
Yeah, it's like sometimes James Harden takes 3.5 steps when you're not allowed that many. But the ball, it look pretty and ball go in hole a lot, so the score go up.
And people like that. People like when the score
people
goes
do
up.
Like that when the score when the number is high.
Mm-hmm. Or they really don't like when the number goes
correct,
up.
Correct. Correct.
People have a reaction to the number going up.
Exactly. And yeah, that's
what you want.
That's viewership. That's numbers.
Now, basketball is a high scoring game. Is that correct?
It is now. It didn't always used to be, but currently really? In this iteration of basketball, yeah.
In the, okay, in so the like in a early, previous patch?
Yeah, in a previous patch, the rules were such that you could do a lot of physical harm to the other players on the court.
Oh, interesting.
So the players were in pain kind of a lot. So the numbers were down because their arms hurt, so they couldn't put the ball in the hole.
Okay.
So scores would end, like games would end like 88 to
and that's
75.
Low.
That's low. Okay. Let me read you a score line from yesterday.
Okay. What game is this?
This is...
is that the right term?
A middle of the road game against between the fucking the Mavericks. No, the Warriors and the Thunder on Wednesday. And
okay, the Mavericks are John's team, right?
The Mavericks are John's team. But Warriors Thunder on Wednesday ended 147 to 109.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of points.
Now, do you think that what if they just have the number of points that each basket is worth? Like, why is a shot worth 2 points?
Oh, so you're saying that it should be worth 1 point.
Yeah, because you're only putting the ball in one time.
You're only putting it in once. But if you think about it, it goes in and out of the hoop.
Okay. But
so it's like 1 point.
That's
for
a challenging existential.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Because does that mean that you've passed through it twice?
No, you've only passed through it once, but it's in and out. This is the Mario half button press thing, but for basketball.
But for basketball.
I don't have the physics education to solve this problem. I don't
think. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But 3 points
that's
even makes
like,
even less sense then.
Do what?
3 points makes even less sense then. Because
it does, because you're getting one extra point for the
for
distance
what?
That
yeah,
for the distance,
distance,
I guess, or the angle.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's the distance.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's really weird. And
but then the distance, but think about it this way though, right? Because if you the point's the same if you put it in on the hoop and dunk it. And if you take one step onto the line where they say this is where the extra point for distance comes in.
So you have to be past the line?
Yeah, you have to be on the other side of the line. If you're inside or touching the line,
doesn't
then it's
count.
Two.
Okay.
If you're outside of the line, then it's three. But what I guess what we're realizing here is that it should be kind of a graded thing closer to the hole.
So you think that like so if we added AI to the basketball
mm-hmm.
and allowed it to make its own judgments,
correct?
Then there could be a dynamic scoring system.
Yes,
where baskets are worth more or less based on the specific conditions of that basket going mm-hmm. in.
Yeah, like if you lay the ball in and there's nobody there, you like it could give you a half a point.
Yeah,
but if you like if you dunk it. Over a guy
mm-hmm.
like Vince Carter did to that French dude. I think that guy was
the
French.
One that ruined that guy's career.
Yeah. Yeah. That
like
guy.
Ended that man.
Yeah. Yeah. That should have just ended the game like the Golden Snitch. So I do think that you're right. And they should add kind of a dynamic scoring system to basketball.
Well, if they're worried about basketball being exciting, like that just seems like a more reasonable way of doing it than just having a bunch of points up there.
Yeah.
Because soccer is, I'm told that soccer is very exciting and those games
numbers are
like
small.
2-3.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And hockey is also a very low scoring game. And I've been to several hockey games and those are always very exciting.
Yeah.
But I think that has to do with how fast those guys move because they're on skates.
They're going so fast and there's so many of them.
There's a lot of guys on that ring.
Hockey is fucking wild because it's the only sport where they're like, you can just leave and come back whenever.
Yeah, right?
Like,
yeah,
there's no... Like,
oh, I'm tired. Hold on. I need to sit down for a little bit. That guy just cracked one of my ribs.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink some Gatorade and then I'll be back out in a second. Like, that's mm-hmm. wild. It's the only sport where you're allowed to do that.
Okay, now Gatorade doesn't work, right?
Gatorade works.
Gatorade's a scam?
No. I mean, well, okay. It's a scam for most people in most scenarios, yes.
Right. But, like, there's so much sugar in it.
Yeah.
And it makes your, like, I don't know if you get this, but I had Gatorade recently.
Uh-huh.
Regular Gatorade, not zero sugar Gatorade.
Right.
And it made my mouth, like.
Yeah, your teeth got, like, a film on them, huh?
Well, it made the, like, skin, the, like, gums and roof of my mouth, like, feel scrunched up in an uncomfortable way.
That was the
salt.
That
made me feel. That made me feel more dehydrated than I was when I started.
That's tough. That doesn't happen. What you want.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen with zero sugar Gatorade. I drank like 8 of those things while I was recovering from Vacky number 2.
Yeah,
and that's was totally fine. I just felt kind of refreshed and
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I but haven't.
It
had
just seems like a bad idea if you're doing a bunch of physical exertion to cram a bunch of sugar into your mouth.
I think I don't know. Fucking, I don't know. Because they invented Gatorade because they invented it at the University of Florida because their players, it was too hot when they were playing football.
They were dying.
Yeah.
People were dying.
Yeah. People were dying. So they had to invent a new kind of juice. Mm-hmm. To stop people from dying. Mm-hmm. And then they invented the yellow juice Gatorade. And then that's why it's called Gatorade, because of the Florida Gators. Did you know
that? I did know that. Do you think that when it was purchased by PepsiCo or whoever owns Gatorade, that they then went and added a bunch of sugar to it?
I'm sure they added sugar to it to make it palatable for broad American audiences.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just weird to me that like a bottle of Gatorade has like 35 grams of sugar in it.
That's fucked up.
Which is like soda pop levels of sugar.
Composition and health concerns. Gatorade. This is Wikipedia. Gatorade Thirst Quencher is sweetened using a sucrose dextrose mix. For a period of time in the 90s and 2000s, high fructose corn syrup was used to sweeten Gatorade distributed in North America. But as of 2011, the drink once again is sweetened with sucrose and dextrose combination, which the company describes as being, quote, preferred by consumers.
Hmm. It's not my preference.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Let's take one more question.
And get the hell out of here.
And then get the hell out of here because it's Friday. Night Warbler says, why doesn't the basketball sometimes go on fire like it does in NBA Jam for the Sega Mega Drive?
The what?
The Sega Mega Drive?
The Genesis?
Sure, you could call it that. We are talking about the North American Basketball Association, so it would be a Genesis. Night Warbler might be a European person.
The what?
Okay, so a night warbler is a kind of bird.
They should do that. They should introduce Jordan's dynamic scoring thing and the ball should be able to catch fire.
Yeah, because why not?
I mean,
they could. There's two ways that you could do that. The coward's way is to do it through AR.
Yeah, that's boring.
Because they can already apply whatever fucking effects to the court or field or whatever for the sport that they want. So why not make the basketball look like it's on fire? They could totally do that.
Remember when they made the puck in hockey glow?
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. Everyone hated it.
Yeah,
but it was cool.
It was cool. And like it was very distracting.
Yes.
Though. They overdid it, I think. They just needed to like crank the saturation back down some.
Yeah. And it was also hard because the cameras were so fucking terrible back then.
Yeah, it wasn't ready yet because we had just, that was around the same time that they started painting lines on football fields.
Mm.
Like the fake lines to show where first down is and stuff. Which was really helpful.
Too big brain.
Drawing a line is a much easier, especially for like broadcast TV equipment then. Drawing a line is a much easier thing to do than like animating a dot.
Yeah.
Based on where something is. So maybe they could give it another go. I do think that football kind of has a monopoly on that insane like fly by wire three-dimensional camera thing that they have.
The reason they don't have that is because ball go too high.
Ball go too high in basketball.
Yeah.
Ball go really high in football, though.
But ball go across more than it go up.
That's true. There's a lot more across in football than there is in basketball.
They did put, well, there's less of it now because they're letting people back into the arenas, but it was the coolest perspective. They took out the seats on the court side, and then they put a camera on a rail that could move at the same speed as the players. So
that's rad.
It was like you were following them down the court and you like got a real sense of how fucking fast they are, because they're really fucking fast. But that angle's going away because they opened the basketball games again.
Bummer. Yeah. Have you done, you own an Oculus Quest also.
I do.
You do. We're Quest buddies.
Quest buds.
Every time I log into that thing, it tries to get me to watch a sports game.
Oh yeah. On there. It's a weird experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the way, I haven't done it in a while. I did it like the first week I got it, and then it was so unsettling that I didn't do it. When I did it.
Wow, really?
Well, for the sports one, it was fine because it was like, it was really low quality, but it was like cool in concept. I was like, well, it kind of is like I'm here, but then you couldn't really see anything too well.
Because you're like inhabiting a 360 degree camera that's just on a tripod somewhere in the court, and it's live streaming to you, so the fidelity is really bad.
Yes. Okay. And the frame rate is off, so it kind of like fucks with your head a little
bit. Oh, that's always fun. That's what you want in VR.
Yeah. Because the cool thing about the human eye is that it kind of accepts information at a continuous, non-variable frame rate. Mm-hmm. So then if the computer that's built to shoot lasers directly into your eyeballs, is there any sort of lag or frame rate issues, your eyes get confused.
Yeah, they really hate that. Then they tell your brain that they don't know what's going on, and the brain hates that even more.
Yeah, hates it. But then I watched the Game Awards with Jeff Keighley.
Oh, really?
Also in VR. But then for that one, they trapped us in a box, and there were like 35 people with bodies, or with heads, no bodies, and arms.
Like manifested?
Like a VR chat thing. But we were all looking at a screen of Jeff Keighley. And you couldn't hear anybody, but you could see them moving around. And that but was when was, I was
wait,
like,
it was just a screen with Jeff Keighley on it? It wasn't like you were actually in the audience of the Game Awards?
It was like you were in... like
the overflow room.
No, what's, you know where fucking Lincoln got shot? What is that booth, that thing called, the boot, the basket?
Oh, the box.
The box. Yeah. It was like you were in a private box.
Oh, okay.
It was very weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
They should put a camera on a tripod next to Ikumi Nakamura.
Yeah.
And then you get that experience.
That would be cool. But instead they won't. They'll just attach a 3D camera to the Schick Hydro, man. That would be cool, actually.
We got a bunch of that shit coming up.
Yeah, Schick Hydro man's returning.
Because it's time for Jeff's Summer Festival.
Jeff's Summer Fest.
Summer of Jeff 2021.
Yay. Well,
on that note, on that bombshell.
That's it, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for basketball today.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Thank you.
I had a good time.
I had a good time also. We'll be back next week with a normal one, I think. I'm being told there will be a normal one next week. That is correct. It's been confirmed. I can hear it in my ears. thank you so much, Jordan. Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me online at Jordan_Mallory on Twitter, and you can listen to the rest of the great shows on the Fanbyte Podcast Network at fanbyte.com/podcasts, or go to podcastnet.work.
That's true. Fanbyte.casa for the Discord. Twitch.tv/fanbyte. Make sure you're subscribed if you're not. You can find me on Twitter at Godsua. Fanbyte is at Fanbyte Media. And if you know Jack Dorsey, first tell him to fuck off. And then tell him to give us at Fanbyte. Until next time, put it in the hoop like slam.